Now to Borodyanka, Ukraine, about 50 miles northwest of Kyiv, where Ukrainian officials are describing what they say will be one of the worst civilian massacres of the ongoing Russian incursion. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that civilian bodies strewn on the streets of Bucha are part of a, quote, stage-managed anti-Russian provocation. NPR's Becky Sullivan is in Borodyanka, touring the city with officials. Yesterday, she was in Bucha, where more than 200 civilian bodies were recovered. Becky, thanks for speaking with us.
Happy to.
You're in Borodyanka today. Can you tell us what you're seeing there?
Yeah. So Borodyanka is a small bedroom community type town that, as you say, about 50 miles from Kyiv, normally about an hour's drive. It's on a highway crossroads that made it an obvious destination for Russians coming from Belarus toward Kyiv when they invaded in February. Today, I walked along the main street in this town for about a mile, just taking it all in. And I'll just say the destruction is wild. You've got these big 6, 7, 8, 9 story apartment blocks, the sort of classic Eastern European style of these long, narrow buildings whose broad sides straight face the street. And it's clear that strikes hit them right in the middle of the building. And so like the middle third of the building has just collapsed completely. The two ends are still standing, blackened from the fires, windows blown out, and then in between just this massive pile of rubble spilling out onto the street. Really hard to imagine anybody in that middle portion surviving a hit like that. And that's what officials say they're concerned about here as they work to try to find people who have been reported missing. They're saying hundreds could be dead.
So the people that you've spoken to there, what have they told you?
Residents are just starting to come back there. And so we talked to a few today. They say about 90% of residents got out of town when the fighting started. And those who stayed pretty much spent weeks sheltering in their apartments or in shelters or in the basement. But uniformly, they sort of described Russians coming in very quickly, very suddenly. In those first few days of the invasion, the Russians moved very quickly down from the border. And they came to Borodyanka. And as they stayed there longer and longer, with these days turning into weeks, residents said that the Russians who were there began to cause chaos, shelling buildings, shooting at civilians who dared venture outside at the wrong time, stealing things, looting stores. And I talked to one man who just came home yesterday after being away for the last month. He showed me his apartment, which was just totally trashed because Russians stayed in the building while he was gone. He said they used it as a little bit of a base. They'd slept on his bed. Others had slept on the couch. They'd gone through his fridge, took things as they pleased. The apartment was just wrecked. And that's kind of just, you know, how residents of the whole city are feeling. They're coping with how wrecked everything is. People walking around, taking it in, looking shell-shocked. It's just a very tragic scene.
So this is the second day in a row when you have been in yet another town where this kind of attack has taken place. Yesterday, you were in Bucha. What kind of similarities do you see?
Yeah, I think broad strokes here, you know, I think Secretary of State Antony Blinken put it pretty articulately today when he said you can only really see the reality of what happened once the tide has receded. And now the tide is receding and we're able to get into these places safely and residents are able to start returning home. And that's exactly what we're seeing now that Russia has withdrawn its troops or been beaten out of these towns. And the details, you know, as you mentioned, are a little different. In Bucha, which is closer to Kyiv, the concern is more about murders of civilians, people being shot as they walked by on the street, or even execution style, as Human Rights Watch has documented. We spoke yesterday to a man there who described watching his son-in-law die that way, taken out of their home by Russian soldiers, forced to kneel, shot in the head. In Borodyanka, it's more about indiscriminate shelling and targeting of civilian buildings with the massive numbers of deaths that might come from that.
I mentioned that Russia's foreign minister has claimed these scenes in Bucha and Borodyanka are staged, or at least in Bucha. What do the people there, do they have any response to that claim?
Well, residents say, I mean, that's kind of laughable for them. They say, of course, Russians say that. Ukrainians sort of expect Russians to lie because what else can you think about a country, a military force that is willing to come into their country as they see it, unprovoked, no reason, and wreak this kind of havoc? So we heard that kind of rhetoric from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky the other night, who's compared these kinds of claims from Russian officials to the time in 2014 when a Russian missile took down the Malaysian airline civilian flight that was flying over a part of eastern Ukraine that was controlled by Russian separatists. Mm-hmm. Russia had a lot of different explanations for that back then that, you know, cleaned them, wiped them clean of all responsibility for that. And Zelensky alluded to that, and he said, quote, "Now they're doing the same thing, the same lies. They are trying to distort the facts. But as then, they will not succeed. They will not be able to deceive the whole world." And so, you know, Ukrainians say that they have ample evidence to the contrary, that these civilian areas were targeted, that civilians were shot unjustifiably, that they're going to work to keep investigating, and they're going to share the results of those investigations with the world.
That's NPR's Becky Sullivan reporting from Borodyanka in Ukraine. Becky, of course, stay safe, and thanks so much for joining us.
I'll do my best. Thank you.